When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before the episode begins, we'd like to have a few words from our sponsor, The Outbreak.
A zombie plague has infected the city, and you have to make it to the safe zone within the time limit or be consumed by the horde chasing you down.
As you walk or work out, The Outbreak will take the steps logged onto your phone or watch and turn that into power you can use to outrun and outfight the zombie horde.
You can participate alone, in teams, or against each other to see who can get to the safe zone first.
Each race has a specific story and specific rewards for completing it, like a real-life medal and shirt sent directly to your door.
So download The Outbreak on the App Store or Google Play, and at checkout, make sure you use the code PEGASUS. That's PEGASUS to save 15% on your order. If you want to support us and what we love doing, check out The Outbreak.
Now, enjoy the episode.
This is recording 7B for Millennium. We took a short break to set the tape up.
How are you both feeling?
Great.
Good.
Ren, are you okay to proceed?
Yes.
Why do you need me here anyway?
To get all the information we can.
To watch you squirm.
Oh, really, Renny? Not in your wildest dreams.
I remember your face when we got there. You were so scared. So terrified. So lost. I remember thinking you were pathetic. Now, I just think...
that I can ruin you?
No. I think you're sad.
Oh, really? If I'm sad, what are you?
Depraved.
How wise.
Can we please move this along? Julia, what were you doing when they came to see you?
Who cares? I think I was looking at old records of a test subject.
Krissa?
No, not Krissa, you idiot. I was part of Nova Lux, but there were other projects I had too.
Sorry to have offended you.
She's lying. When we got there, she was setting up a little present to give to Victoria. I almost laughed as soon as we got in.
That's not true. Put the Lapsus on me, I'll show you.
He can show us just fine.
Victoria, what are you doing here?
We have to talk.
Why is he here?
Don't worry about it. What is that?
Nothing, I just...
Is that for me?
Yes, well... I was just making a little something to try and channel your brother.
I can channel Atlas whenever I please. I don't need trinkets to help with that.
Atlas.
You know you've wronged me.
No, wait. What are you talking about?
You went behind my back and lied to me.
I did, but I only did it for the betterment of you and the Atledrites. I was a worker here. I was tasked with infiltrating and researching the Pegasus anomaly. And then I met you, and you gave me direction and taught me so much.
So you only wanted to research me? See how I ticked? Run some tests?
No! Well, at first I... Yes, but I wanted to know how you were able to see the future. I wanted to study you, to figure out how it worked. But then the more time I spent with you, the more sense it made. Why else would the world be like this? People were getting abilities through random chance. But it wasn't random. The people chosen to lead have these powers. You will lead
us- Shut up! Don't lecture me on my own teachings.
I'm sorry. It's just, things are different now. I'm on your side.
Are you?
Can we not do this with him here?
I'm just here to watch.
Fuck you!
Look at me! Don't focus on him. You have bigger things to deal with. Like how each stupid decision you made threatens the mission we're on. You went back to the mall.
I'm sorry. I was going to tell you what happened. I was just trying to make things right.
What did you do?
I tried to kill that bitch. If I could get her out of the picture, it would give you the opportunity
Stop.
To...
I don't care what you thought it would do. I'm assuming you want to address that with her?
I'll wait.
Show me.
What?
Your arms. I want to see the burns.
No, I'm immune, I swear.
Juliet! Don't make this more difficult than it needs to be.
He is lying to you! I've been in the rain, and I've been proven immune!
You're fake.
No!
You sneak into my group, talk to my people, use my resources, gain my trust, and this is how you repay me?
I have been doing everything you say.
Show me your arms, Juliet.
No, please. It's not true.
You are a disgrace to the Order and a traitor. Now show it to me. If this were anyone else, I would gut them right here and hang the body so everyone could see. But you know what you've done and what you lost, and you will live without regret forever. You could have had a kingdom. Said you burn it to the ground. If you ever come to me again, I will make sure your death is painful and that you will never see the light beyond the maze. I assure you that.
I'm gonna go look for Chris.
Reynold, I know our recent endeavors have made it look like the past is behind us, but time is running out. You have to make a choice. Either give me what I want, or I will have to take it from you.
You know, after all of this, maybe I will. But you have to tell me what it is first. Atlas, you said he was your brother. Does that have to do with him?
No. He is simply guiding me. My mission is to eradicate all evil from this earth, and my brother has shown me to you.
So I am the evil.
You possess it. Or at least the key to it.
I don't have any evil that I know of.
You know the story of Pandora?
You think I have the equivalent of Pandora's box?
In a sense, yes.
Why didn't you just tell me this in the beginning?
Because the more you knew, the more danger you put us all in. Like Pandora. Your curiosity may ruin us all.
Why are you telling him?
Because there's no time left! We already tried everything!
So you think I am Pandora?
No. You're curious, but not curious enough to unleash evil. You would rather give that burden to someone else. Your past has made you a coward. Pandora opened the box herself, but Zeus was the one to give it to her.
So you think you're Pandora?
No. I have too much foresight to ever commit to such a reckless act.
Then you want to stop the box before it can ever reach her?
Precisely.
Got it.
You can't—
Shut the fuck up! But Reynold, you know too much now. I cannot let you leave here without giving me what I need.
I don't even know what it is.
Stop with these games!
I'm not playing games. I really don't know. Please, let me just go find Chris.
You can have tonight. If you truly don't know, meditate. It will come to you. Find me tomorrow.
So you went after Chris?
I did.
And where was she?
In her tent. She let me come in, but she wasn't in the mood to talk for a long time. So I just sat there with her. Then we took a walk.
And Juliet, what happened to you after the incident?
She wanted nothing to do with me anymore.
So where did you go?
I didn't go anywhere. I didn't know what to do.
You lost it.
Fuck you.
I could see it. The way you looked at Victoria. You broke.
And where did you and Chris go?
Out toward the lake. It was night, and the sky was clear.
It always amazes me how people could read the stars so long ago. It's hard for me to see anything, but some people can look up there and figure out so much. Location, religion, relationships, the future.
I hate the future.
Even before this, I don't think most people enjoyed the idea of getting old and slowly regretting not doing the things you wish you did when you were younger.
You don't want to become old?
It never interested me.
I wouldn't mind getting old.
Maybe you will. How was work today? File anything interesting?
Not really. Well, I say that. There was an old rat that grew 5 new eyes and then died as soon as they went to try to retrieve it.
That was in a file?
It was. I don't know why I read it. I needed something, though.
Rats suck.
Yeah, they do. Why didn't you tell me that Juliet tried to kill you in the mall?
I tried.
I know.
So, why are you asking?
I just want to know.
You didn't give me a chance to say anything.
I know, I was mad.
Mad?
You can tell me now, though.
It doesn't matter anymore.
You sure? Because maybe...
Telling you won't make anything better. There is one thing. I heard Tara. Kind of. Felt her, really. She is that thing now. And she is the plant. It wasn't a camera glitch. It really did absorb her.
But that doesn't explain the electricity it has.
I know. But she's still there.
She's trapped.
Yep.
So you really don't want to become old?
I think I'm done fighting, Ren.
Oh. Okay. Can you tell me why, please?
The plant had me. It hurt. So bad. All I could feel was the shock and Tara in my head screaming, and she was sorry to hurt me, but she was so, so happy that someone else knew what it felt like to die. But I never did. Because I couldn't. Because I don't die there. I don't die like that. I get shot.
We don't know that.
Sometimes I can think clearly, but now everything is just static. But even with the static, I can feel it. There's no point in fighting.
What about us? You know, we could make something and have a whole world to explore. We don't know how much time we have.
You never wanted to leave the camp. You never trusted me to take you to safe places, and the one time you did, you only came to talk about Victoria and Juliet.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, Ren. Really, it doesn't matter anyway.
But what about us? We're a team, aren't we?
Ren. We were never really a team. In the mall, we were constantly bickering and fighting, and once we got out, that never really changed. We only stayed together because we were desperate. We have nothing.
I don't mind nothing as long as I'm with you.
Oh, fuck off! Fuck off! If you actually felt something, you would have said something by now.
Me? Why do I have to say something?
Because you say shit like that all the time! Ugh, it gets me so annoyed!
You were the one that started this. You talked about being together and fighting the world. That was all you.
Because I was desperate. That's what it was. I was fucking desperate. And I needed anyone. It didn't have to be you. You weren't special, and that's my point. This was just a desperate plea or something. I don't fucking know.
Let me tell you something. I was gonna die in that mall. I was welcoming it. I was happy with it. I wanted it to happen, but you ripped that from my comfort and showed me what the world could be if you're willing to give it a chance. Okay, yes, I still play it very safe, but at least it's a start. In the mall, you left me. You could have gone and left me to rot, but you came back. Why? There has to be a reason.
Because I wanted to preserve a human life.
No, no, no. There is something else. I saw it when you opened the door. I saw it in your eyes for the first time, welling up in your face. Your eyes were shouting it at me. What is it? Why did you come back?
Because we were friends.
No, I refuse that answer. At that moment, there was something more than desperation or caring or compassion. What is it? Are you going to sit there and tell me it was just some
fucking random feeling it wasn't. You know, you do. Tell me, why did you come back?
Because I hate you! I hate you! Love the stars. I can't wait to see them.
Are there any constellations you want to see?
I've always liked the little ones. Crux, Aquarius, Sagitta. Sagitta's hardcore.
What's that one?
It's named after the arrow Hercules used to kill the eagle that was feeding on Prometheus's liver.
That was the one who stole the fire from the gods?
Yep. That was his punishment from Zeus.
Huh. Prometheus. That's the myth with Pandora's box, right? Do you know about it?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Is there any embodiment of Pandora's box? Like a symbol or place or something?
Not really. It wasn't even a box, it was a jar. I guess now it's just an overused movie trope.
It always made no sense to me. Do you know the whole story?
Prometheus stole fire from Zeus to give to the mortals. As revenge, Zeus sent down Pandora, who carried a jar full of everything evil. Even though Prometheus warned him against Zeus's gifts, his brother Epimetheus married her. Just as quickly, Pandora removed the lid from the jar and the evils flew everywhere. Only hope remained inside.
So, Prometheus had a brother.
Two, actually. Epimetheus and Atlas. Prometheus and Atlas are the famous ones, but Epimetheus was just a king who married the worst woman ever. His brother told him the world would be destroyed, but he loved her and married her anyway. I can't tell if it's sweet or just stupid.
Myths are weird.
I like them.
No matter what happens, I'll see you up there.
At least we'll already have some stuff up there.
What?
Remember that storage capsule I brought into the office that one time? Where you send it to some company and they send your stuff into space?
You really sent that in?
Yeah! All our stuff is already in orbit, waiting for us. Hey. While I'm up there and you're still down here, wave to me every once in a while, yeah? So I know you haven't forgotten me?
I could never forget you.
You could. And you might. And that's okay. You know, on the way back from the mall, I was thinking, with everything that's gonna happen, at least I get to say goodbye. Some people don't get that, you know? Sometimes I think of all the people I never said goodbye to. But I get to say goodbye to you. You're the only one who really matters.
This isn't goodbye.
I never said it was. It's just a countdown to goodbye. The top 10 things I need to tell you before I die. We'll do one each day.
This isn't funny. And we don't know. You only have 10 days. What if you have way more?
Then I'll just make up more things to tell you. Number 10. You're my best friend. And I wouldn't have made it this far without you. I should have died in that mall back in January. And I should have died in that mall last week. But I didn't. I got so much more time. You gave me more time, Ren. You saved my life so many more times than you could possibly know. So please don't feel bad if there's one time you can't.
I can't do this.
You can. You have to. It's gonna be okay.
You were so close. You knew the whole myth had all the clues. How does that feel?
I really thought I could use it to save her. But by the time I did anything about it, it was too late. I should have done something sooner, but hindsight, you know?
That is kind of funny, in a sick way.
The worst joke in existence.
So, Chris told you what happened in the mall?
Not really. I mean, she told me she was shocked by the plant, but she didn't tell me any more than that.
You guys didn't talk about any of that ever again?
That was our last night. We didn't get a chance.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
That's all she told me. Everything she ever told me about Nova Lux or the mall, you know? I didn't know anything, so no, I can't tell you what happened in the mall because the only time she was going to tell me about it, I fucked up and then she died. So I don't know.
I do. I can show you, if you guys want.
Please, no.
You just said you didn't know. Well, now you can.
I don't want to know.
Yes, you do. You just don't want to hear it.
I don't really think
it's... Oh, come on. I'm offering you an answer.
You're trying to torture Reynolds.
Yeah, but it works for you, too. Carter, come on. All you wanted was to learn from this. You want the mall, you want Nova Lux... Here it is. All you have to do is hook me up.
I mean...
Don, don't you want to know what I did? How can you serve justice if you don't know my crimes? You both need this.
You can listen. Just let me leave. I don't want to hear this.
As soon as you open that fucking door, I will scream and you will all be dead.
Please.
Show us. I'm sorry, Ren. Flip the tape.